Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. On May 24, 2025, renewed tariff threats from President Trump sparked fears of a trade war and wiped out over $800 million in leveraged crypto positions, pushing Bitcoin down to $108,500 and dragging Ethereum and XRP lower by around 4%. But investor appetite for regulated exposure remained undimmed, as spot Bitcoin ETFs attracted over $3.5 billion in fresh inflows, led by BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust and strong contributions to several major funds. Institutional demand shows no signs of slowing. A joint report from Bitwise and UTXO Management forecasts that by 2026, up to 20% of Bitcoin's supply could reside on corporate balance sheets, driven by sovereign wealth funds, public companies, and nation-state allocations from gold reserves. Meanwhile, retail participants appear sidelined, with a near 15% drop in app downloads year over year and on-chain metrics signaling cautious individual investor behavior, even as Bitcoin trades above its new highs. Liquidity and yield in DeFi continue to evolve. Liquid staking derivatives platforms like Lido and Rocket Pool now manage tens of billions in value locked, offering 2-3% annual rates compared with around 1.3% for the S&P 500 dividend yield. Ethereum net flows have turned negative as bulls withdraw more ETH from exchanges than they deposit, hinting at a rally toward $3,500 if momentum holds. Derivatives markets saw fresh listings and leverage. Kraken launched perpetual futures for the Pi Network token with up to 20 times leverage, despite concerns over decentralization and concentrated validator nodes in Vietnam. On Solana, Wallet Connect dropped 5 million WCT tokens in an airdrop, expanding its multi-chain protocol footprint through partnerships with Phantom and Solflare. Security and centralization debates flared as Cetus Protocol offered a $5 million bounty to unmask the hacker behind a $223 million exploit on Sui, after validators froze $162 million. At the same time, Hyperliquid's Hype token surged past $37 in all-time highs, its labs engaging the CFTC on DeFi regulation. Legal drama hit headlines. Former SafeMoon CEO Braden Caroni was convicted for a $200 million fraud scheme, facing decades in prison, while Semler Scientific added $50 million of Bitcoin to its holdings amid a law firm probe of securities compliance. Coinbase revealed a December breach affecting nearly 70,000 users, and MicroStrategy faces a class action as its $21 billion stock offering unfolds. Blockchain adoption stories spread across networks. Tron strengthened global payments via integration with Bridge, a Stripe company. DeLorean and Sir Patrick Stewart launched a Sui-based car marketplace selling build slot NFTs for the new Alpha 5 EV. Media outlet Rug Radio hosted Token 2049 events in Dubai, capturing high-profile interviews with Changpeng Zhao and celebrating innovations under the sun, like a pixelated sprint that felt straight out of Street Fighter's Chun-Li lightning kick contest. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.